and gentlemen, it's now time for the Wrestling Is Cool podcast with your hosts, Santi and Sancho. And remember, wrestling is cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a bonus episode of the Wrestling Is Cool podcast. Today, we are giving you our predictions for Clash in Paris on August 31st, 2025. Sancho, give me a temperature check. How are you feeling about this PLE, this five match card PLE in front of what is going to be, what I think is going to be the greatest audience of all time? Hey, man.
Lukewarm, brother. Lukewarm. You know why? Because WrestlePalooza's right around the corner, brother. And we all know that the ESPN wants everything that is great that's going to happen to WWE, and they're going to do absolutely nada in Clash.
It does sort of feel like they are just here for the zip line, if you get that reference at this point. They're just here for the zip line, man. They're here to finish their Peacock deal so that they can take all of the big fancy things, all the big championship matches. You want your Cody Rhodes. You want your Stephanie Vaquette. You want that Brock Lesnar match. You got to wait until WrestlePalooza, baby. It does feel like they're phoning it in, doesn't it? Especially with this card. Leaving AJ and Dominic off of this card seems asinine. Just know, by the way, if you're listening to this isn't the full podcast. There is going to be a full version of the podcast that you'll find later on in the week here on YouTube, or if you're on Patreon, this comes out on the same day as the podcast, 3 days early on a Tuesday. So please go check it out, patreon.com/SantiZap, where you get the podcast early. You get the Raw reviews, SmackDown reviews, the currently ongoing Ryback in review, the currently ongoing ranking John Cena championship wins and losses, and all of the other completed series that we have. There's over 1,000 hours of content available for you over on patreon.com/SantiZap for just 5 doubloons. Check the description. Check the link in the pinned comment. You'll love it. We know we will. Let's get started here, Sancho, with Sheamus versus Rusev in a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match. What say you, my friend?
Give me Rusev. I want Rusev. I think Rusev is someone that I want to see win, and his promos are so fun and they're intense. And if he wants to teach Sheamus something about his jack body, I want that to happen. I want that lesson to be heard.
My jack body.
You know what? Rusev is working for me as well. In my solo predictions video, dude, I flipped a coin, except I didn't have a coin. I flipped a copy of Mary-Kate and Ashley Sweet 16 on the GameCube, and it landed on Rusev winning. So I'm also going to go with Rusev winning here. I will say, like, I do think it's a 50-50. It's the reason why I tossed a coin. The reason I say it's a 50-50 is because this match is going to be so chaotic and so fun that it's going to end in a way where we're going to want to see more of them. This isn't the end of them. It just isn't. I just know they're going to continue to have more matches, because when I look at the landscape of Monday Night Raw, is there anyone right now, aside from Sheamus going after Rusev and Rusev going after Sheamus, that you'd rather see them go after? Because right now, there's nobody. I'd rather see them fight against each other for a little bit longer, develop Rusev a little bit more, and then we can go our separate ways. I still think there's so much meat on the bone of this, even with a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match. I think that you can do a lot more with this feud, which is why I said toss a coin. I would not be surprised if Sheamus wins the, you know, a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match. That's like putting Donkey Kong in a barrel blast race. You know, he's got home field advantage there. He's going to win that. So I would say smart money is on Sheamus.
You know, love for King K. Rool? Maybe King K. Rool could get the dub here, and that's Rusev, baby.
That's fair, but King K. Rool is also kind of at home with a barrel blast match.
That's a good point.
You know what? The Donnybrook match, this isn't where Rusev lives and breathes, you know? He's like in a, what would his Bulgarian version of this be? A Bulgarian
a tank match.
Yeah.
So he loves a good tank, brother. That's true.
A Bulgarian tank match. So we both have Rusev here.
Rusev.
Day. Putria Rusev Machka. All right. Let's move on here then to our next non-title match of the evening.
That makes this so gross. Next non-title match.
Yeah, we have how many? We have 3 non-title matches.
Ew.
On this card, brother. We have 3 non-title matches. and we only have one of the four world championships in this card. Now that I look at it, yeah. Well, there seems to be a bigger title at play here than any of the three world titles that aren't on this show, and it is the Shula Fala, my friend. We have a Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed, the Samoan that Roman's daddy and uncle warned him about. Wait, you're Samoan? Oh, well, damn, that means you belong to me.
That was fun. I love Roman when he's like that. I like Roman when he's like that. You know what I mean? Give me Shaw and Hobbs Roman Reigns. You know what I mean?
Man, I feel like this is the version of Roman that made it like so that like Solo Sikoa could flourish the way that he is today. He's kind of like doing those like facial expressions that Roman really was the one to popularize initially. I guess I'll go here. Listen, it's Roman Reigns. Smart sure. money should be on Roman Reigns. Uh-huh. But I think the correct choice is Bronson Reed. I think Bronson should win and borderline must win. The reason I say this is because it's very clear that right now they are trying to build to something big at Survivor Series War Games. How scary and evil
the Vision
is. And if you have Bronson Reed taking an L here, it doesn't just hurt Bronson Reed, it hurts the Vision. And you can't really have the Vision be hurt right now as they're being set up to be the ultimate bad guys going into Survivor Series War Games. On top of that, if Roman takes his shoes back immediately, like that gimmick's over. The Shula Fala, the Tribal Thief, it's done. It's DOA. He also just got a shirt made, the Tribal Thief. Bronson Reed should be winning here for his own benefit, because if you really want to make him a scary monster and the monster of the scary evil faction in the Vision, then he should be winning here. Smart money still says Roman, but I think logic says Bronson Reed, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Bronson Reed winning here. Doesn't seem like you're on that side.
I looked at my wallet. There's a couple of smart money bills that I have here that I'm about to use because it's going to be Roman Reigns. Dude, if someone takes your shoes, brother, you got to get your run back. You got to be able to get your payback. You can't keep losing your shoes. I think, again, when he had no shoes and I saw Roman Reigns' little socks and lost a little bit of aura for me, man. You got to get that aura back, dude. You can't get that disrespect. Keep going. There's no way that Roman's going to let that slide. And at the same time, it's going to be the same thing. Canary in the coal mine type of vibe. The Vision takes an L, and then Seth Rollins gets a dub later on. Because you got to have to find a reason why Roman Reigns is not going to be around to be able to make the save the day. So either your version works where Roman gets beaten up and he's no longer on the table for the main event, or Roman Reigns goes home and Alpha W and no longer is involved in the main event.
Yeah. Like you said, smart money bills should be put on Roman Reigns. But I'm choosing to believe that the correct choice here is Bronson Reed.
I'm sorry. An action figure I have here is Roman Reigns. And then all of a sudden, the final boss says, it's going to be Bloodline Rules.
Dude, are you a child? Like, how many toys do you have around you? I say as I look at my camera and I look behind me.
This was $11 at Target. I was like, bro, the
final that's boss actually sick. $11? That's actually sick. Dude. That's actually so sick.
Dude. What, remember this when he came out in this the cowl vest? I was like, oh.
Now Dominic is wearing that. Now Dom is wearing it. Mm. Yeah, but yeah, he's nowhere to be found in Clash in Paris. What a travesty. Okay.
Quick prediction. AJ or Dom wins. I'm going to have to go with Dom because it's on Monday Night Raw.
I'm going to go with AJ. I think they want like a big moment for this new ESPN era as they build towards WrestlePalooza. But you have to ask yourself, right? Why are they not having this on Clash in Paris? Is their intention to create this big moment in front of as many eyeballs as possible? Because more people watch Raw than they do watch PLEs. So maybe they want to create this big viral moment of AJ winning in Paris in the main event of Raw and have it be in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Maybe. But then like at the same time, like it's like, well, if you know people want to see that, then it's bad business to not have that on a PLE. That's my gripe with it. But well, I think AJ is going to win that.
You go back in the past, you don't tune into Monday Night Raw. You don't tune into SmackDown. You're right. You go to the PLE.
You're 100% right, man. What is everyone's feedback after how good that TLC match that wasn't on WrestleMania? It's not, oh, man, I'm going to be remembering the SmackDown match for the rest of my life. Everyone says, see, that should have been on WrestleMania. It's going to be the same thing. We're going to come out of this saying this should have been on Clash in Paris. Anyways, let's move on here to Seth. No, let's do the Women's Intercontinental Championship first here. Only women's match on the card here. Becky Lynch going in as the Women's Intercontinental Champion, defending against the leader of the Bella Army. You can look, but you can't touch. Nikki Bella. What say you, my friend?
Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is someone that it's been, feels like she's hit a new gear. And considering that she's getting some heat from Kelly Osbourne.
It's not just you saying that. Other people are saying that. Sports Illustrated is saying that. I just want to clarify that it's not just Sancho saying that.
That's true. And at the same time, she has a hot husband. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Very hot hubby. But I think like there's like a newfound pasture that she's exploring. It's like she unlocked a new level. I'm like, oh, I don't want to leave just yet.
We're in Becky Lynch Plus. Time. New game, yes. Becky Lynch Plus.
Yes, and she is discovering new ways to get heel heat. And I know she does cheap heat, and but it works really well where she sets it up. She kind of absorbs the cheers, and then she ricochets it back with some cheap heat. And I absolutely love what she's doing in the EU type world. But give me more of that. Don't get me wrong. Nikki Bella, she's trading. She's getting some good blows, some good jabs with her promos. And she's getting a little bit of the crowd on her side. She's not getting blown out of the water against Becky Lynch. She's still getting some pops and things like that as a face. But unless Nikki Bella's here for the long term, and which I don't know how long she's under contract, maybe it'd be best to have Nikki kind of just be that big name to kind of poke her head in. Maybe she goes after another title like the United States. Who knows? But I think Becky Lynch is just so good here. So I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
Yeah, you got to go with Becky Lynch 100%. I've been making this argument now for the last couple of weeks on my YouTube videos that this is the best version of Becky Lynch. This is better than the man Becky Lynch, far and away. I think the man is more popular. You know, it reached heights that I don't know that any female performer is going to be able to reach again. But in terms of quality of the work, quality of the promos, quality of the matches, storylines, feuds, this is the best version of Becky Lynch. And this version of Becky Lynch demands a victory here so that we can continue on to exploring, like you said, new pastures, new feuds, new storylines. I want to see Becky Lynch against the world over the next probably run right through to WrestleMania, where at this point her run is so good that that's the only place where she should be losing this championship. It should be at WrestleMania. I like what you say. You know, Nikki Bella looks good in this, but you want to know why she looks good? It's something that we've been talking about. Conversational promos back and forth, allowing them to bounce off of each other, allowing Becky Lynch to instantly react to an insult as opposed to, live via satellite or a backstage segment, or one person in the ring cuts a promo and then another person cuts a promo the next week in the ring by themselves. Conversational promos is what's made this feud interesting and I think must watch. But Becky Lynch is winning this. No ifs, ands, or buts. Becky Lynch is walking out as the champ.
You think in the future they're going to be able to put Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch together? We haven't had like a heel couple like that run roughshod around.
That would be OP. That would be too OP. It would almost be unfair. I think it'd be great. I don't think that they're going to, though. But
she would look great with a Vision, though, right? She comes out with it, right?
Oh, man, she'd look awesome with a Vision. Maybe one day, man. What we can only hope, we can only dream. Maybe she is the fourth member. Who knows? Ooh. To help her husband.
Husband.
Speaking of her hot husband, let's move on to Seth Rollins.
Already? Going.
That's the fourth that's match.
It? There's no more.
No, there's one more after this.
Okay.
There is one more good after Lord. This. I know this is the world title match, but I have a feeling the other match is going to be the main event. We have the World Heavyweight Championship match, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk versus Jey Uso versus LA Knight. Yeah, man, LA Knight got clowned on this most recent episode of Monday Night Raw, brother. The go home. He got clowned. Listen, there, just like Becky Lynch, this is also another obviously kind of situation. Seth Rollins isn't just going to win this. He has to win this. The story and the current situation and landscape of WWE demands that Seth Rollins wins this because I demand Seth Rollins to retain. Because again, they're building to something big. War Games, you can't have the vision be take. You made the argument of Bronson Reed taking the L here. That's fine. But Seth Rollins, he can't take the L. You talked about, hey, sure, the Vision might lose earlier on in the night, but still come out on top once the night is all said and done. And it's off the back of Seth Rollins winning here. I could see, you know, if you want to make a bonus prediction, this could be where another member of the Vision gets unveiled. But maybe they want to save that for like a WrestlePalooza, you know, like that seems to be the narrative of saving things for a $30 a month show, as opposed to this $8 a month garbage that they're feeding you at the end of your Peacock subscription.
It sounds so pretentious. WrestlePalooza.
It does, doesn't it?
Syllables in there. Yeah, syllables in there.
First of all, paloozas, who even hosts paloozas anymore? Actually, no. My wiener dog won the wiener dog race at Wiener Palooza.
It was Wiener Palooza.
Yeah, Wiener Palooza.
That's a very dangerous search term that you want to explore, dude.
I arrived there and I was like, wait.
You're a little disappointed, but you're like, my dog's here too. We're good to go. All right, look.
We're talking about Blaze dicks. Factory.
No, we're not. We're not. Jesus. Golly, I can't leave you alone for a second. LA Knight is not good, dude. We're in trouble. We're in dire straits here. Not going to lie, man. We're looking bad here. All right. He's getting clowned by CM Punk, getting clowned by Jey Uso. At one point, you would think he's a heel the way he's being treated by the two other babyfaces, literally in that final moments on Monday night in the go home. Regardless, the WWE is not going to pull a surprise, hey, let's have EO beat Rhea before Mania type of beat. That ain't happening here. WrestlePalooza has created this vacuum that whatever's happening in a clash, it's the build for WrestlePalooza. So I think the fallout, which would have been cool, would have been CM Punk and LA Knight. We can kind of get that. That's like one of the things that could happen here. But I do feel like the fallout is Seth Rollins and CM Punk, and they will have a match at WrestlePalooza. And that seems like to be the biggest match they could develop out of this situation. Maybe you have LA Knight and Jey Uso becoming team. Yeah, yeet. Don't know. But at the end of the day, if you're building the Survivor Series in the next PLE after of Team Vision versus WWE, I'm sure you're going to have a mixture of CM Punk, LA Knight, Jey Uso. But knowing my luck, Santi, LA Knight would be left off and Cody Rhodes will slot in to help out the WWE. Who knows? I could just
picture LA Knight. I'm gonna be at the War Games match, but it's not going to be this year.
They hug. Didn't Cody say like something like, I know how to beat you and that this is going to be the perfect way to beat you, and here he is, like, type of thing?
Yeah, like, it's something like that. Yeah,
something like you're gonna
lose at WrestleMania, but it won't be with me, or something like that. I don't know. So, it was cringe. It was awful. We hated it. We fought back on it. Moving on to what I think is going to be the main event. John Cena versus Logan Paul. Sancho, I'll let you. I'll start it because then I can explain why I think it's going to be the main event.
Sure.
I think it's going to be the main event because I'm expecting Brock Lesnar to close the show. They already kind of teased it with Nick Aldis? Saying, gentlemen, John, I just heard from Brock Lesnar. And then, you know, cut off right there. Logan Paul with the punch, run away. So we've already gotten a hint that Brock Lesnar will likely interfere here and be part of the show. I think that WWE wants to close this era of Peacock with the big cliffhanger of Brock Lesnar taking out John Cena to set up for WrestlePalooza. I think they want this show to end with, oh, how do I watch the fallout of this? Oh, it's not going to be on Peacock. Oh, it's going to be a WrestlePalooza. Oh, I have to pay $30 a month. I think that this main event is going to be designed to transition people out of Peacock and into ESPN subscription for 30 bones a month.
Is Brock Lesnar going to come out in an ESPN shirt? ESPN.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if they announce their match before the closing credits and that it's going to be at WrestleMania. Dead serious. Dead serious. Don't you see it? Don't you see it as a possibility? So because of that, because of the hanging fruit of ESPN and wanting to transition people over from Peacock to ESPN, I think that this closes. Now, in terms of who I think is going to win, brother, I think it's going to be Logan Paul. I think Logan Paul ends up picking the victory here because of Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. And unlike Solo Sikoa and Austin Theory, Logan Paul survived that nuking from John Cena. Yes, I thought he had a great promo. Cena's was way better because he was able to like dig in. But unlike Theory and Solo, Logan did not deliver a weak promo for a John Cena to just nuke him out of existence. Logan took that nuke, survived it. So now a victory, albeit with shenanigans from Brock Lesnar, will actually help Logan Paul, in my opinion. Unlike what happened with Solo and Theory, where they were just so melted into mush by John Cena's words that a victory over John Cena did nothing for their career. Logan Paul is in a position because he survived the verbal melting from John Cena to actually catapult himself to what John Cena said, maybe world title status off the back of this John Cena victory. I think he beats John Cena. I think it's because of Brock Lesnar. Wouldn't be surprised if they do the, we'll see you on ESPN WrestlePalooza. That's my thoughts.
I did a breakdown of that segment between John Cena and Logan Paul. I think it's one of the best segments of 2025.
Agreed.
You should check it out on my YouTube channel, Sancho West Wrestling. And I say that because Logan is the perfect heel to John Cena. And there is a dynamic of a father and son relationship that I really enjoyed. And at the same time, Drew McIntyre being a third kind of party member of this, being that influence as well, works really well. I know a lot of people on the internet would call it Cobra Kai, Kreese and Johnny Lawrence. I got that vibe too. So I don't think you should bury this Logan and John Cena dynamic because it does have some legs and they have uncovered something really cool that I think the WWE could capitalize on. And I'm hoping that Logan Paul, like you mentioned, does stand tall at the end of this entire feud that they have here, this segment, because I do believe Logan can be a wild card to be his final match. There's something about it. If they have investment in Logan, and I know people don't want to hear that, they're probably groaning and shutting off the thing. Logan can be someone that could continue pushing with whatever program they're doing if he beats John Cena in his retirement match. And Logan retiring Cena would be crazy. No one would have ever predicted it. But like you mentioned, he survived the roasting. I think he could handle the brunt of the responsibility of retiring John Cena pretty well. But I think John Cena wins here. I think if they want to kind of build up John Cena's momentum to go up against Doomsday, a.k.a. Brock Lesnar, and have them actually just standing face-to-face, and that would be the final thing, I think that would be that simple. To do that, I don't think John Cena would go down again to another big old F5 from the big dog. And then, I just don't see that. I think that would be giving Logan Paul the world too soon. And then what are you going to do with Logan going into WrestlePalooza, right? What's his next target if you beat out John Cena?
So when does Lesnar come out? When Cena has won?
At the very end. Yeah, the very end. Thank you, Cena. And then everyone is
Seen that already. That's the thing. We saw that
as John standing tall, though.
But I mean, John basically was standing tall at SummerSlam. I'm sure he lost, but he was getting the ovation. He was getting the love. I think because we've already seen that, I think it's just way more impactful if the interference happens mid-match.
Dude, wouldn't that be crazy if Logan, Drew, and Brock Lesnar formed a little mini heel group?
Masturbators. The beastly masturbators.
Thank you for everybody for watching this episode.
Folks, thank you so much for watching this episode of the Wrestling Is Cool podcast. Again, we will have a full version of the podcast up. You could have been getting this episode early along with the full episode early over on patreon.com/SantiZap. So please go check it out. Please do support us. It keeps the lights on. It allows us to do what we do as often as we do it. Gentlemen,
ladies, gentlemen.
We'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.
Ring the bell. That does it for this episode of Wrestling Is Cool. Shout out to Santi and Sancho. Make sure you follow, like, and subscribe. My name is Mega Ran. I'm just here for the vibes. And never, ever forget that wrestling is cool. Peace.